Lord our God. We bring our hearts before you today, Lord. Father, they're light with joys and heavy with concerns. Father, we've shared both with you this morning in the presence of our brothers and sisters. We hear the inflections of need within our voices, the inflections of joy in the praises we share. We've laughed together. We're concerned together. We share compassion. We share this time in sanctuary, coming together in your presence. And Father, we realize that not one of us is perfect. Not one of us is without our faults or failures. But Father, we know you are loving and gracious to touch our hearts and lives, to love us and forgive us despite those faults and failures. And Father, as we come today, we seek forgiveness and strength to forgive. We seek grace and the strength to give it. And we bring the needs of our hearts and lives, our church, our brothers and sisters before you today. Father, sometimes when we listen to these needs and we watch the news around us and we share of things in our communities, Father, the need seems so great and overwhelming. But Father, you are an awesome God, an almighty God, an omni-all God. And Father, we need not think we worry you or bother you from the smallest of a situation to the largest that we bring. For it's in your love and your grace, not in your limits, but in your limitlessness we trust. So Father, we bring them to you this morning. Father, we know you hear us, that you answer our prayers. And Father, we just pray that you give us strength for whatever that answer may be. And that you give us your peace in whatever we may find ourselves. Whatever struggle, whatever time, whatever tribulation, whatever joy, whatever triumph, that we praise you in all of it. Turn to you in all of it. Trust you in all of it. So, Father, we pray for our church here, but we pray for the other churches in our community, for we are the body of Christ. We may have a different name on the sign, but, Father, may Christ be in the midst, preached and proclaimed, sought and shared, lived through love. And, Father, we pray for our community and community leaders. Father, there's so much going on. We pray for our nation. Father, we just see so much, and sometimes we're not even sure what we see or what we hear. So, Father, let your Spirit guide us in all things. And we pray for the nations around the world. We pray for those who serve our country. We pray for those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, or shut-ins in their own homes. God, we pray that you let them know your presence and your peace. And Father, we'd ask that you would just hear our prayers offered in the name of Jesus, our Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children, let us pray the prayer he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.